Right now in Louisiana, there are only just over 22,000 registered African American Republicans. That's out of a registration base that's at 3 million, according to Secretary of State Tom Shedler. Tom Shedler has done a good job getting people to register to vote in this state. We're fourth in the nation per capita in the number of people registered. But the GOP, which has been growing, it's still it's not as big as the Democratic Party. The area that is lacking is in the registration of African Americans. And the party has hired a director of outreach. Former State Senator Elbert Guillory is about to join us. And we're also going to hear from Dr. E. Fay Williams, who's been a veteran Democratic activist, a Louisiana native from Alexandria, now in Washington, where she is the president of the National Congress of Black Women. And she, of course, believes the Democratic Party is the rightful place for African Americans to be. Let's start with you, Senator Guillory. Why are you embarking on a course that many believe is an impossible journey?
Well, it's actually not an impossible journey. During the Trump election, 16% of African Americans in Louisiana voted for Trump.
Now, do you believe that? 16%? That's a big number.
Yes, it is.
Now, what do you have to back that up?
Well, those are the figures that were given to me, and I believe it because I've seen a lot of folks who are beginning to understand that we must not put all of our eggs in any one basket. We should sit at every table where decisions are made. And with that, armed with that as a foundation, we are expanding and getting people to look at not only the Republican Party, but some other parties, the Green Party, the Liberal Party. And particularly, we are expanding the Republican Party.
877-217-5757 in Louisiana now. Black Democrats represent a majority in the Democratic Party with over 700,000 African-American Democrats. But Fay Williams is... the Republican Party a place where you think black Democrats will naturally migrate, or is that beyond the pale?
I think absolutely not. I think Democrats are going to actually grow, or African-Americans are going to actually grow in the Democratic Party, because after all, we've seen what the Republicans have done to hold us back. When we had an African-American president who happened to have been a Democrat, Republicans did everything that they could to prevent him from trying to do great things, not only for African-Americans, but for all people in our country. So I don't see how we could switch. Republican Party has tried to take away, historically, all of the safety nets that there are for African-Americans, Hispanics, and women and others. They've tried to put a limit on our rights rather than to expand them, as the Democrats have done. They've created from the very first night that President Obama was elected an atmosphere of seemingly hate and disagreement and taking away the things that people have historically enjoyed under Democratic leadership. We would have improved on the hiring of people, jobs, even more had the Republicans allowed President Obama to go ahead with the infrastructure plan that he had to put people back to work, which would have included a lot of African Americans. But the Republicans were determined to prevent that from happening. Nevertheless, President Obama and the Democrats were able to cut the unemployment rate in half, and still needed a lot of improvement, still needs a lot of improvement for Africans.
Okay, well, we want to get to some comments from both of you and try to get to some listeners as well if we can. Your number is 877-217-5757. Elbert Guillory, you were a Democrat and switched to the GOP. What caused you to migrate to the Republican Party?
Failed policies. The failed policies of the Democrat Party over the past 50 years, education has become a gross failure. When I went to school, we were able to, and I went to a poor country, underfunded, segregated school. We were able to send two students from our school to Harvard in a couple of years. We were educating children. That is a failure now. With respect to jobs, 50 years ago, black folk were working. we were supporting our families. We were buying homes. We were buying cars. We were sending our kids to college. Today, our black teen employment rate is over 90%. And our actual unemployment rate for adults is over 33%. That's a gross failure. With respect to safety, we have seen the rise of violence. The Democrats have not addressed the issues of poverty, the culture of violence that pervades our community. We teach our children garbage and that violence that we teach them in our music and video games plays out on the streets in the number one cause of death of young black men being other young black men. Immigration policies. We've been standing in line for 400 years, and new immigrants are brought in, put in the front of, they cut the line right in front of us.
All right. Now, Faye Williams, Elbert Gillery, I'm sure you just heard, he says the Republican Party is better at addressing violence and the economy and things that are relevant to the black community. I'm sure you differ, but why?
Well, you know, my brother mentioned the last 50 years and how bad things have gotten. Now, we've not had all Democrats elected to office in the last 50 years. We've had several Republican presidents, many Republican senators. They're in a majority right now. I still haven't heard this year in terms of what they're planning to do to change the things that my brother was talking about. So I think what we really need to be talking about is both parties coming together, because even as a Democrat, I can say that neither party is perfect, but certainly the Democratic Party has tried to make a difference in terms of employment and education, what have you, more so than even the current administration. If you look at the current administration, I'm sure you can't tell me anything they have planned to do that's going to be better than what has been done or what the Democrats have attempted to do through the years. All the current president has said is, we can't do any worse than we are under anyone else. I don't think that's the proper attitude. We should be finding ways to bring all of the parties together so that we can all talk about how we can improve not only the lives of African Americans, but all Americans.
Senator Gillery?
I absolutely agree that neither party is perfect and that we should all be working together. We must work together to save this country and to get the safety and the jobs that we are talking about. However, this administration has only been in existence about 85 days. The last administration, the Democrat administration, was in power 8 years and did not address these issues. Education was still rotten. Jobs were still not here. Immigration was still rotten, and safety did not exist. 8 years failed.
Hey.
Well, I think, you know, when the Democrats took over 8 years ago, we experienced some of the worst times, as you're talking about. The president of the last 8 years, and the Democrats had to bring back or try to regain some of the things that we lost the previous 8 years. In terms of education, I kind of beg the difference. The high school graduation rate for African-American students is at its highest point in history. When President Obama took office, over a million more black and Hispanic students enrolled in college, when he took over. And among African-Americans and Hispanic students 25 and older, high school completion is higher than ever before. So there have been improvements, but what did the current administration do? It brought in Betsy DeVos, who hasn't the kind of interest in public schools where most black and Hispanic children attend. She doesn't have that. She wants to tear those down.
Question from Scott to Senator Gillery. What do you think of he calls the hypocrisy of the GOP's not allowing a hearing for President Obama's nominee for the Supreme Court of the United States? This week, Neil Gorsuch was approved as the ninth justice, replacing Antonin Scalia, but it took about a year, and Merrick Garland didn't get a hearing. What do you think of that? Was that fair pool, Senator Elbert Lee Gillery?
Normally, in the last months of an administration, a president does not get to name a Supreme Court justice. That's one of the traditions. It was adhered to in this situation. And certainly, I am very comfortable with the fact that we waited to get a conservative judge on the Supreme Court, a judge who is pro-God and pro-life, and who will protect the lives of innocent unborn babies. I'm very satisfied with Neil Gorsuch there, and the way that we had to get him there. I'm pleased with the steps that were taken.
This is more than just a mere few months that this office was vacant, and I think that was a disservice to the American people. And the difference is that Judge Garland didn't even get a hearing. I believe Jim pointed that out. You know, I can understand they're having voted against him, but the fact that he didn't get a hearing, that is not a tradition in America.
Well, I mentioned the great disparity in the number of voters. Now, the African-American Democratic bloc has been strong to the point where Democratic candidates in Louisiana really only need about 30% of the white vote to win, and is having trouble doing that, as evidenced by the fact that there's only one statewide elected Democrat in John Bel Edwards, our governor. Albert Guillory, a listener asked a good question about, in going after African-American voters, are you going to in any way alienate the white majority in the GOP, which may have different points of view?
Actually, we deal with basic American values. I'm talking about God. We are pro-gun. We are pro-life. Those, I think, are shared, those values. We pro-work are shared by most Louisianans, as you can see by the voting patterns here in Louisiana, both white and increasingly black voters. The values of the Republican Party are the same values of my church and my family here in my little community of Opelousas. We have registered as Democrats, but we have been very conservative in our approach to life. Those are the values that made our communities and our nation great. They will not alienate white voters. We're all in the same canoe. We're not fighting each other in this canoe. We're just adding more people to it.
Dr. Lee,
go faster.
That's an interesting talk about what the people are pro of, and one of those being pro guns. And yet my brother complained that young black people are killing black people. Well, generally they're killing them with guns. It is Democrats who have made an effort to try to take guns off the street. You know, you don't need Uzis and all these big-time guns in order to kill someone. And I also want to say to him, people kill where they live. Generally, white people kill white people, Chinese kill Chinese, black people kill black people. I don't support anyone killing anyone, but we do have to take some of these guns out of the hands of unstable people. And Republicans tend to say that everyone should have a gun. I don't believe that. And then, Jim, I want to thank the people of St. Landry Parish, because I did get a significant number of votes out of St. Landry Parish when I ran, and I don't believe the people of St. Landry have come to a point where they're going to become Republicans, because they know the good things that Democrats have done for all of us, whether we're poor people, black people, country people, or what have you.
All right. Here's a question a bit off topic from a listener. Should Sean Spicer, the embattled press secretary for President Trump, should he be fired as a result of his remarks yesterday?
Well, you know, as my brother mentioned a while ago, he has a church. I have a church. I'm a forgiving person. I believe Sean Spicer, with all of the screw-ups he has had, he has at least had the good sense to apologize for what he did and do it immediately. He didn't wait until, you know, people called on him to apologize. He did it immediately, and I appreciate that about him. I think he should, with all of the wrong that he has done in terms of the insult to April Ryan and many other things, I think he should be forgiven. I believe in second chances, and I think Sean has learned from this big mistake, and he called it that mistake that he made the other day. I think he should be forgiven and allow him to at least try again.
Senator Guillory?
I agree that Spicer is doing his job, and he did a very lengthy interview on CNN this morning, and he seems to have learned from his his unrestrained tongue. I like, we talked about Betsy DeVos a second ago in the education field. I must say that 60 to 90% of our children cannot read or write at grade level. Fewer than 10% of African-American students speak standard English. Our high, we have an incredibly high dropout rate, which leads to an incredibly high incarceration rate. Anyone who can pass by a courthouse and see all of those young black men in orange jumpsuits cannot dispute what we're talking about. We have to do something about education. Vouchers, charter schools, Trump has brought in Betsy DeVos to do that. I hope that we will have a strong and continued public education system. I'm a product of public education.
All right. Dr. Williams, what do you think of Betsy DeVos? Is she going to help the cause?
I think not. When someone thinks that, you know, black colleges had a choice in becoming and that they, you know, that showed something positive. No, black colleges came into existence because we were not allowed to attend other colleges and universities. And I think under the Democrats, what we have seen is, you know, some responsible funding for historically black colleges so that these young people will have some place to go and to feel that they are loved and they are understood and that the people there want them to succeed. Under the Democrats last year, historically black colleges received $4 billion, and the Pell Grants went up under Democrats. And, you know, they would have continued to go up if they had been allowed to go up so that we'd have money to educate these children. And there is no evidence, Jim, that charter schools and private schools have resolved the problem of black children or Hispanic children. I think it would show to the contrary. We're being overwhelmed by them, and the money is being taken away from public schools where most of these children will be attending.
All right. No, lighter note, Steve in St. Francisville writes, I wonder if Mr. Guillory is considered a career in acting. His online videos are really good. Senator Guillory?
I have not considered a career in acting. I appreciate your comment about my videos. We are going to continue to deliver what we consider is a conservative and godly message. The message that America needs to hear and more black folks need to hear.
All right. Well, thank you, Senator Albert Lee Guillory and Dr. E. Fay Williams. It's been a pleasure talking with both of you.
Thank you so
much.
It's always fun. And hello to everybody in St. Landry. You're my friends. I love you.
All right. Take care. See you soon.